Take your Bible and turn to Hebrews chapter number 6. Hebrews chapter number 6, verse number 9. Hebrews chapter number 6 and verse number 9. He says, "But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak." The Bible says, "But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight on that thought. What comes with salvation, or what accompanies salvation. Have you ever thought about what you get when you get saved? Amen. You get a whole heap of stuff when you get saved, praise God. And there's a whole lot of things that you can get rid of. You don't need them no more. You don't desire them no more. You don't want them no more. And you get a whole lot of things that you need to have. Amen. Praise God. And so, but we see these folks, and now we see the writer of Hebrews here, and in chapter 6, he's telling us about some people that come right up to the edge of salvation. Now, a lot of people say, "Well, preacher, these people were saved, and they fell away, and they lost their salvation." The Bible doesn't say that here. It tells us that if we that they come right to the edge of salvation, and he said they come to the very point of tasted the good word of God, verse number 5, and the powers of the world to come. Praise God. They was right to the edge of it. They tasted of it. They felt it. They knew what it was, but they denied and rejected it. And he said, the writer here tells us, he said that we are persuaded that we are better than that, and we're persuaded better things for us that have believed it and accepted it and made it to become part of our lives, part of who we are. Amen. So we're not only living on the edge or coming up to the edge, but we're those that's actually getting in. Amen. Those are actually got in. And praise God. It's not time to be getting in. It's time to get in. And praise God. It's time that we've got in. Praise the Lord. So we see these things and we realize how great my God is and the benefits that we have from knowing the Lord. Amen. There's great benefits in salvation. It's the best benefit program that the world has, that you can get in this world. As I say, the world don't have it to offer except through Jesus Christ. It's the best plan that Jesus has. See, He don't put us on the low end plan of salvation. He puts us up around the high end. We get that gold salvation in Christ the Savior. Praise God. The benefit package that He gives us daily. Now, let me just show you. Look over and let me just read it to you. In Psalms chapter 68, Psalms chapter 68 and verse 19, the Bible says this: "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our," what? "Salvation." Selah. In other words, what do you think about that? What do you think about a God who would daily load us, amen, loadeth us with benefits? Praise God. That daily loaded, that means to be loaded to the full. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's with nothing lacking. Praise His name. So He is, He that is our God is the God of salvation. So our salvation, praise God, God loads us to the max with His benefits. That's benefits from God. We get that. We get the benefits of prayer, praise the Lord. And we can talk to the Lord like we have, we do. Amen. And we get the benefits of God, of His presence in our life. And we know that we can't go nowhere because there He is. He's always with us. Never, because He promised never leave us. We get the promise of His peace because He said He leaves His peace with us. Gives us His peace. Amen. Peace that passes understanding. We get the benefits of His power. The power that He has, praise God, to move in us and to help us in the day and hour that we live. Praise God. So there's nothing lacking, nothing back left out because of the daily benefits that's given to me and you. The benefit through salvation that comes with salvation. Amen. That's pretty. You can go home right now and just take those few little and say, "Glory to God. Ain't God good?" Amen. And say, "I appreciate what the Lord has done." But let me just give you just a few more tonight, about six of these right quickly, praise God, on the things that come with salvation, what we get when we get saved. Number one, we have to get a heart full of love. Amen. Do you know love comes with salvation? You don't have no love until you have the love of Christ. Amen. Without the love of Christ, you don't know how to love nobody. That's just a fact. Praise God. People try to, they try to get together all the time and try to love each other, and they don't even know how. But if you have the love of Christ in your heart, praise God, then you have love, and love that'll work. Paul would say it this way in Romans 5 and 5. He said, "And hope maketh not ashamed." That's faith with a high expectation. That's a higher expectation we have here in this world. Amen? He said, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." So we have that love of God. We have a heart full of the love of God. Amen. God's love is it because God is love, right? Amen. God loved us, praise God, when we were unlovely. God first loved us, praise God, before we ever loved Him. Amen. Hey, I didn't know I needed to love Him. I knew all my life from a little big kid that God was a great big God. He was an almighty God. He was a powerful God. He's an awesome God. Amen. It was later in my life, and it may be the same way for a lot of people today. We don't realize the love of God. The reason God even offers His Son for salvation is because God loved us. Amen. Christ loved us, praise the Lord. Christ loved you enough, praise God, for the foundation of the world. He said, "Father, I'll go. I'll be that price tent. I love them so much, praise God. I will go and die for that old sinner." Amen. Now that's love.
Thank you,
Amen. That is love. He come to where we was. We couldn't get to Him. He loved us so much that He come down, condescended from heaven, come down to earth, lived, loved, and died for your sins and mine. Now that's love. And hope maketh not ashamed. He said that faith with a high expectation. Hey, I'm not ashamed of my faith. Amen. I'm not ashamed of my faith. My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. My faith is in the love that God has for me. I've told you time and time again, I couldn't save myself. And if I couldn't save myself, praise God, I surely can't keep myself. But God Almighty has promised that He would keep me, He would take care of me, and He keeps me in His love. He put that love in me. He gave me a heart full of love. Amen. Heart full of love. That's a heart that's overflowing. When it gets full, it can't hold no more. Amen. So that's what God gives us, praise God, in love. That's what we get in salvation, is a heart full of love. Praise God. You say, well, how do you get that when you begin to hunger and thirst for God, for the things of God? Amen. When we begin to hunger and thirst for God, well, what happens when you get saved, praise God, you begin to hunger and thirst for God. And I wanted more and more. I can't get enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. I get to looking and studying and searching and seeing just more and more the love of God, about the things of God, and hungering for God. Just like a little baby. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 2, he says this. He says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby." Amen? He said, a child of God, one that's been saved, one that's got in, praise God, we desire that sincere milk of the word.
Amen.
Amen. It's just like those little baby goats that we have in the spring. I've got them, Kevin's got them, and them little fellas, they hit the ground, and it ain't but just a few minutes till they get up on them little wobbly legs, and they get to looking to mama, because they got to get that colostrum, that first milk, praise God. That's what we've got to have as a children of God. We get saved and born again. We get that nourishment from, praise God, from the Word of God, milk us and desire that sincere milk of the Word that begins to grow us. Without that, we'd just fall away to nothing. Without that, we wouldn't have no hope. But that sincere milk, that first milk, desiring that milk is what puts an unction into you. It gives you those building blocks to build upon. It gives you that steadfastness. It gives you that knowledge and wisdom. It gives you that strength, praise God, to press on and endure. Glory, hallelujah, in this world that we live in. Amen. You get that with salvation. I mean, when you get saved, you get to hungering and thirsting for the Word of God. You get to desiring it. Amen. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, he said, "Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Amen. I want you to notice, I got to thinking on this today. You start looking at a heart that's full, and a life that's filled. Praise God. It said, and they shall be filled. How can you be filled, praise God, when they begin to hunger and thirst after? Now, these words are significant. When you read your Bible, praise God, if you'll pause and just think about the words that you're reading. Don't just read verse after verse after verse, but read the words that's in there, because every word has significance. Amen? Every word has significance. Just like that newborn babe, praise God, that desires that sincere milk, and that milk's the milk of the Word. Praise God. And it's that you may grow thereby. Amen. See how many words there that has significance? And some people want to leave some of them out. God help. Because blessed are they that do hunger. If you're hungry and thirsty, and said you're hungry and thirsty after righteousness. And that word after means to pursue after. To press forward, to press toward. Righteousness. Amen. That they shall be filled. Now that word filled means to be running over. To be at or above capacity. Amen. Just like in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 said, be not drunk with wine or excess, but be filled with the Spirit. It means to be being filled, praise God, till you get to running over. And when you get to running over, you'll be about to the place that God can use you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't I telling it right? Amen. You get so full, Brother Bob, but you can't contain it no more. It's going to come out on you. It's going to come out of you. And somebody is going to get saved. Amen. You're going to get excited. You'll start seeing the mighty hand of God. Amen. Because what comes out of salvation, praise God. You got that heart full of love. You got that hunger and thirsting for the things of God. You get that heart full of love, and you get the hunger and thirsting for the things of God. Guess what you get next? You get holy life. Holy living. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 44, or verse 14. He says this, said, following peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Oh my goodness. Amen. He said, following peace with all men and holiness, that's the Lord. He said, without which no man shall see the Lord. He said, we've got to have holiness. Amen. A godliness, praise God, in our lives. We live in a day and hour. They tell you on the television evangelist all the time. It kills me because people say, well, preacher, you know, I don't need to go down to the church. I can watch such and such on TV. Amen. You better watch such and such on TV because he'll tell you a bunch of lies. He'll tell you that you're okay, that everything's good about you. You can live how you want to. Live like a dog. Live out in the alley. Pray God, live in your sin and everything be all right, just so you know who Jesus is. Amen. Let me tell you something, friend. You know who Jesus is. If you've been saved and born again, you can't live any way you want to because your want to's a change. Amen. God will pull you out. He'll pull you up. He'll put you on a higher plane in the buck and the buyer of this world. Amen. That's right, Pastor Jeff. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God will do that for you if we'll let Him. Bless His name. Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 says this. He said, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. Praise God. Holy living, holy life. You know, preacher, why should we do that? Because God's holy. And we're supposed to be doing our best to be more like Him. Doesn't the Bible say that Christ is our example? I mean, don't He say that He's the one that we're supposed to be following? Amen. Didn't Jesus say, take up your cross and follow me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Didn't Paul say, follow me as I follow Christ? Amen. Glory to God. He sure did. Praise the Lord. So we should be trying to be holy. We should be trying to live a holy life under the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Anything else than that is unsatisfactory. Praise God. We should be living a holy life. And we can because of things, praise God, because of a heart full of love and we got a hunger and thirst for God and righteousness and that, praise God, holy living just comes in, it comes natural. It's the next step. Praise God. And when we start living a holy life, we live a holy life because of the next one. A hatred for sin. Amen? Because we learn to hate sin. Sin's still a bad thing. Amen? Contrary to what Dr. Spock and my Uncle Shock tells you, praise God, sin is still a bad thing. Amen? Paul said the things that I once loved, I now hate in Romans chapter 7. He said, that I would do not, and that I would not that I do. He said, I'm caught in the midst of this thing, but said, I want to do right. And he said, the only way I can do right is through Jesus Christ my Lord. He said, how can I get out from under this body of death? It was just as Nero had strapped a chain and old decaying body around him. Chained it to him. That's how they would do punishment. They would take a corpse and they would strap it on them, chain it on them. They'd have to wear it till that corpse rotted away and fell off so they could get the chains undone. And all that corruption would sink into them and they would end up dying from the corruption. But Paul said, how can I get out from this sin of death? How can I get out from under it? He said, it's through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. He brings us out of our sin. Amen. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, very familiar passage. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ. Now notice the wording, the verbiage here again. Notice the words that Paul says. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ. That's what makes a difference. That's what changes you. That's what takes that old man and makes him into a new man. It's when we get in Christ. Because Christ can get in us. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. If you're in Christ, praise God, you change. You can't, once you get saved, you can't be that same person that you used to be. Amen. If there's not a change takes place when you get saved, something didn't take. Need to reevaluate and check up. He said, old things are passed away. Amen. In other words, they're gone. They're in the past. The past is the past. He said, you're lining up with the future. And he said, behold, but pay attention. All things are become new. Amen? All things. He said, pay attention because once you get saved, you get truly born again. Praise God, all things become new. In Lord Jesus Christ, that old life is gone. Those old habits are gone. That old lifestyle, praise God, it fades away. That word can, it says, are become new. It means they are caused to be new. Amen. Because you got saved. He said, pay attention because he said, all things are become new. He said, because you got saved, there's something transposed in your body, praise the Lord. You're not that person that you used to be. Now, we may not exactly be the person that we're going to be because we're a work in progress. See, that's the sanctifying power of God. He begins to set us aside for His glory. Amen. He begins to manifest Himself to us and we begin to learn to listen. Amen. I know I emphasize that a whole lot. But a lot of times we say, well, I hear the Lord, but do we listen to what He says? Amen. We hear it. Hey, when my kids was at the house, they heard me all the time talking to them. But did they always listen? Amen. No, they're just like your kids. They heard a whole lot, but they didn't listen much. Amen. Praise God. That's when you have to get out the old rule of authority. Praise God. Amen. To get your attention. It's kind of like driving down the road and running 80 miles an hour. And you say, well, you better slow down or law's going to get you. Saying, hey, they ain't going to bother me. I'm not living under law. Boy, when that blue light comes on. Amen. When that blue light comes in, you come in subjection very quick. Amen. Glory to God. It don't take but a minute for your heart to drop down into your belly when that blue light comes on. Amen. Because sin. We should, hey, praise God, when you get saved, you get that where you hate sin. I don't like to be around sin. As sister was saying a while ago, I don't like to hear people cuss and use my Lord's name in vain. That makes me hard mad. I can't stand to be around it. Amen. I have to say something. Say, hey, listen, if you don't cuss, cuss the devil. Amen. Don't cuss my Lord. Don't use His name as a cuss word. Praise God. Amen. So you have a salvation. It comes with a hatred for sin. Man, not only does it come with a head for sin, but it comes with a hedge. Do you ever realize salvation comes with a hedge? Amen. God just hedges you in. Praise the Lord. And this has been from the very beginning. This ain't something new. Amen. This ain't just in the New Testament church. Praise God. This took place way back years and years ago. Look back in Job. Job chapter number 1. If I can find Job in my Bible, somebody stole Job out of my Bible, just as well. Job chapter number 1. Look at verse number 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect man, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. You know what God done right there? Adam, you know what God done to poor old Job? He put a target on his back. What about God doing that? Put a target on his back for the devil. Amen. He's bragging on Job, praise God. He said, this is Job, praise God. He's a servant. Amen. He's a man after my own heart. Praise God. Psalms 37 said, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Praise God. God put a mark on old Job. Praise God. Put a target on his back. Bible said, verse number 9, said, then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Does he fear him for naught? He said, hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands and his substance is increased in the land. Amen. He says, hey, he said, you put a hedge about him. Praise God. And he said, you know good well that I can't get to him because you. Praise the Lord. He said, the hedge is about him. He said, but put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he'll curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. So we see what God had. God put a hedge about him. Amen. God marked him. Praise God. He put a mark on him. He said he's a perfect and upright man. Job's trying his best to do right. Praise God. And this is supposed to be one of the oldest books in the Bible, is the book of Job. And he said this is where God marked a man, put a crosshair on his back, a target on his back. Praise God. And told the devil exactly who he was. The devil made a, hey, praise God. God gave a testimony about a man that was trying to live right and do right and act right. And he pointed out to the devil and said, that's one of mine. Amen. You say, how do you know that? Because he said, you can't touch him. You might take everything he's got, but don't you touch him. He's mine. And praise God. God said, I done about prayed for that boy. He said, I done got my mark on him. He's mine. I will say, as a child of God, and salvation, you are the Lord. You belong to him. Praise God. You belong to him. Amen. The devil gave a testimony. The devil gives a testimony right here. He said, hey, Lord, that belongs to you. That you've marked out is yours. You've got a hedge about them. Amen. I want to say God's got a hedge about us tonight. If you're a child of God, there's a hedge about you. Praise God. You belong to the Lord. Bless his holy name. So we have a hedge about us. Amen. Praise God. Not only do we have a hedge about us, but we're in the hand of an almighty God. Do you realize that you're in the hand of God tonight? That great big hand of God's got you. The hand of God that created the world and the things therein. Praise God, you're in that hand. Amen. It ought to blow our mind today. It did David's. Look at Psalms 139. And I'll look at it for you. Psalms 139, verse number 5. Listen to what David says. Amen. Now he's talking about how God knew him, how searched him, how he knew him. He knew, hey, David said, you know what, God, you know all about me. Everything. He said, you know when I rise up, when I sit down. He said, you know everything about what's going on with me all the time. In verse number 5, he says this. He says, thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. Amen. He said, you've surrounded me and you've hedged me in. Praise God. You've got me in your hand. You've got me. You're protecting me. You're keeping me for your glory. He said, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high I cannot attain unto. He said, Lord, I can't even fathom how great it is to be in the hand of an almighty God. The same hand that offered up the heavens in a span, praise God, is the hand that's carrying me along today. Praise God, as salvation, praise God, as someone that's been saved. What comes with salvation is we're put into the hand of God. Amen. Next time the devil comes along and tries to assault you and tries to get you to do things you want to do, so praise God, listen, I can't do that, devil, because I'm in God's hand. Amen. God's hand don't allow that stuff. Verse number 7, he says, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? He said, I can't get away from you, Lord. You're here. I mean, you're here. I'm here. We're here. He said, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. He said, if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea. Now watch this. Even there shall thy hand lead me. And watch this. And thy right hand shall, what? Hold me. Amen. We're the hand of God. What do we get when we get salvation? Praise God. We get ourselves put into the hand of an almighty God. Praise the Lord. He takes us, and the psalmist said he takes us and he loves us and he carries us. Praise God. He carries us along for his glory. We're in his hand. Amen. Let me show you another. Let me go back to John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10. Remember what Jesus said about his sheep? John chapter number 10, verse number 27. See, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10, 27. John 10, 20, 28. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never, what? Perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Wow. So that's the hand of Christ and the hand of the Father. He said, I and my Father are one. In salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ saves us, puts us in the Father's hand, and covers with the blood of Calvary. Amen. But we're in God's hands. Praise the Lord. What do you get when you get salvation? You get in the hands of an almighty God. Praise the Lord. And he said, last time I looked, I was a man. And he says, no man shall pluck them out of my hand. And he said, no man shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. Amen. I don't know anybody that could prize open the hands of an almighty God if he didn't want them opened. Amen. But now, every now and then, boy, the Holy Spirit just blows in on us right sweetly. Hey, glory to God. But what comes with salvation? Praise God. What comes with salvation? The hand of God comes with salvation. That protecting, almighty, glorious hand of God comes down to me and you. It comes to where we're at. It scoops us up, praise God, and it keeps us in the promises of God. I don't know about you. That's exciting to me. Amen. That my God would love me enough, praise God, to come to where I was, to put me in his hand, to hedge me about, to get rid of that old hatred of sin, praise God, that old hatred sin that so easily besets us, to give us a holy life, praise God, and to get us to hungering and searching after righteousness because of that love of God that's full in our heart. We're overflowing because God has been so good to us, because God has been so good to me. Has God been good to you? Amen. Praise God. Do you love him? Do you hunger and thirst after him? Do you live a holy life? Amen. Try to. Praise the Lord. To try to with the best of his ability, with his help. Amen. A holy life. A hatred for sin. I can't stand sin. Amen. I'm hedged in the Lord. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. And I'm glad that I'm in his hand tonight. Ain't you? And the writer of Hebrews, verse number 9 of chapter 6, he said, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, the things that accompany, go with, fit into salvation. Amen. I'm glad I've got a lot of things that fit into my salvation. And it's all that comes from God through Jesus Christ, my Savior, that touches me, touches you tonight through the sweet Holy Spirit that speaks to our soul. Amen.